Good morning. 7:09, Brock Hunter. Oh, happy Wednesday. Happy quarantine, everybody.
Is this going to be something we're going to have our like grandchildren on our laps?
Yeah, dude, they're going to be teaching this stuff in class, man. This is
back
crazy.
We're 2020.
We're a lot better off, though, than the people that had to, like, get through, like, the Spanish flu and everything, because we have, you know, Netflix and video games and everything like that.
When was the Spanish flu? Was that back in, like, 1908 or something
like
that?
Yeah, it was, like, 1918, something like that.
1918, maybe. Yeah, what did they do?
You know, it probably wasn't as bad, you know, because it wasn't just everyone stacked up on top of each other. I mean, it actually really was bad. I don't mean that it was... Yes, it was bad because a lot of people died. But I mean, you had farms. I'm sure a lot of people were farming. So, you know, you just stayed out and worked on the farm. Maybe read a lot of books, made candles. I don't know.
If I had to choose between Netflix and sweating and farming, I'd probably choose Netflix.
Yeah, I would take the worst show on Netflix over having to go out and farm every day. I left that life many moons ago because it's just so hard. It's so difficult.
You know what, though? Those types of people kind of have it made at these times. They're basically doing what they're used to doing every single day.
And it's essential, like man.
It's like my dad working in the shop. Like, nothing has changed for him. Yep. Like he doesn't even hardly know what's going on. He's just in his shop working.
Well, I was saying, too, you know, like, so my brother lives on the farm with his family that he and I grew up on. And so his kids, I mean, yeah, they've been, school's over, they're stuck at home, but growing up in the country, that's the best place to be stuck at. It really is. Yeah. I mean, they got dirt bikes, they got the hay mile, they got the animals, they got everything. They just get to horse around. They got guns they can shoot. I mean, you shoot a gun in your backyard, you're in trouble, man, not out in the country, man.
Yeah, you're going to jail. Did you still have that three-wheeler that you guys used to
ride? No, that thing was long gone. Wait, my brother and I ruined that, but they got dirt bikes and go-karts and whatnot, so they'll be fine.
I was going to say that three-wheeler's more dangerous than any virus that would ever, ever come about.
Believe me, I know. All right, let's get to your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic, clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, here's a few more not so serious stories we've seen around the coronavirus outbreak. Pornhub has donated 500,000 surgical masks to New York City emergency workers. How cool is that? They've also made premium service free for 30 days to encourage people to stay inside.
Wow.
Hey,
you know, where are they getting all these surgical masks from, though? Is it some kind of weird fetish that they're...
Maybe. I don't know if they have it like in a prop box somewhere or something like that.
You know?
From all the doctor pornos that they've shot. No, I think they probably just bought them and then are donating them. That's my guess.
See?
They're doing good stuff.
They're probably benefiting largely off of this quarantine thing. So good for them. Way to give back.
A priest in Maryland is opened a drive-through confessional.
Oh.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, and I'll take a number two with fries.
Yeah, dude, I'll take the body of Christ with a large fry and just a small wine, no ice. Thank you.
I'll take some diet blood. You got some diet blood in
there. Do you want the red or the white Christ blood? That's what I want to know. That's kind of funny. San Francisco is allowing marijuana dispensaries to stay open at this time, considered essential businesses. Speaking of that, the marijuana business is just through the roof right now.
It's booming.
Dude, it's booming.
Booming. You know?
I mean, it makes sense, though. You're stuck at home. Might as well smoke a little weed.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you know.
Right now, man.
Dude, I'm
just... See this bass back. Can't even see the mic in front of my face.
It's crazy, man. I'm just down here smoking. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem, though. You see, people are stocking up, but you smoke weed, then you get the munchies, then you eat all the quarantine food that you're supposed to be saving. It's terrible.
It's a continuous cycle.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm out of food after the first 3 days. This is terrible.
Oh.
Lastly, a strip club in Portland, Oregon is trying to take advantage of what's going on right now in a good way. They've been forced to close because of the coronavirus, but the strippers are out of work. Realizing that his dancers are going to lose money, the owner of the Lucky Devil Lounge put them to work delivering food. Of course, they're doing it topless, but being safe by wearing masks and pasties. For $30, customers can order burgers, sandwiches, salads, and sides, and have it all brought to their home by two topless women wearing masks and gloves and staying 6 feet away. This includes a quick little dance and a bounce, and then they go to their next customer.
Why does this just sound? It sounds creepy to me almost.
They're calling it Boober like, Eats, by the way, just so you know.
Boober Eats.
Boober Eats.
Here's the problem. They're going to show up to some really creepy guy's doorstep, and it's going to get weird, guys.
It could be. It could be. You know, I think this is nice, though, because, I mean, everyone needs a little entertainment. Is there any place doing that around here? What about the women? Should we start one around here?
Yeah, we'll go bottomless.
We'll call it sausage delivery. And Hunter and I will show up at your door. We'll bring you food. Only wiener-shaped foods like bananas, right, sausages, kielbasas, hot dogs, popsicles, and then we'll dance. We'll dance.
And it will be bottomless, but it's totally non-sexual. It's just for a good chuckle. It's for a good laugh.
We will make you laugh, and that is the best medicine right there. So, oh, my God, look at him.
Is that a corn dog? Look at that thing. Is that a Super Bowl wiener? Look at that. Coming
to your town during the corona outbreak, sausage delivery. Dong Dash.
Right.
Like DoorDash, but Dong Dash?
Button delivery.
Button. It's a little turtle head delivery. All right, let's get the hell out of here. For God's sakes, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
Okay, we'll still send a code 3.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Aw, snap.
Every suspect innocent until proven guilty on the court of law, including quarantine.
Unless you're Brock and Hunter, then we know you're guilty.
Right.
Always.
Guaranteed.
Good morning, everybody. 7:29. All right, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. If you've not tried all the amazing different flavors of Bud Light Seltzer, you're an idiot. It's so great, good. You know. Next time you go out for your essentials, groceries, maybe pick up a pack. I think you'll do yourself a little bit of favor while you're stuck in quarantine. Anyway, go check it out, Bud Light Seltzers.
No joke.
No He's joke.
Getting around there. They're actually very, very, very good.
What do you got for sports, Hunter?
I got something local here real quick. Andy messaged me last night. He's like, man, you got to talk about this in sports. I know sports is light. There's probably not much going on. And I am like, thank hell. Andy, there you go. Thanks for the text. Carlos Scooby Johnson from Benton Harbor High School was voted Mr. Basketball on the state of Michigan by all the state's high school coaches.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah.
So Carlos Scooby Johnson from Benton Harbor is Mr. Basketball of all of the state of Michigan for high schoolers. That's awesome.
Bro, you know how good you got to be at basketball to get Mr. Basketball, and especially in this state?
Dude.
You got to be good, bro.
I don't even get Mr. Radio, and I've done this for 12 years. Carlos is doing it right, all right? That's
Carlos
awesome, though.
Figured it out.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Yeah, local boy getting it.
There you go. Some good local news there.
Yeah.
Just looking through sports here, too. Carl Anthony Towns, he's from the Wolves. His mother's in medically induced coma with COVID-19.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Bummer news there. NASCAR orders pay cuts for employees until racing returns. Just a briefing on that. I got another story here. The Chargers update their logo. Lean heavily on powder blue.
Come on, guys.
Yeah,
nothing scarier than a bunch of guys in powder blue jerseys.
Yeah. It's not the manliest color, but you know what? I do like they kind of change the logo a little bit. I think the lightning bolt's the same, but the lightning bolt and the Chargers, I think, was a little different.
Yeah, in so, powder blue.
In powder blue.
I don't want to
play the Vikings in purple.
They have a name for it. I don't want to step on your toes, Hunter, but I actually have some sports as well.
Yeah, what you got?
I don't know if you're privy to this, but I'm just going to play it for you. There's some great commentary from Joe Buck, and I will say I don't like Joe Buck as a NFL announcer, but I think he really captured the essence of this sport.
All right. How can you do some sort of odd sporting event or call from your desk and not do the great marble race? So I'm going to start the video now, and off they go. Amazing how they get out of the gate. And you would have to think that if these marbles are all weighted the same, that whichever one gets out in front will likely be the winner. As I look at how much time is left in this race, just under a full 2 minutes, as that turquoise ball looks like an eyeball just plucked right out of the socket of Cameron Diaz is rolling its way down this track. Who has the kind of time to build this track? That's the most impressive.
So Joe Buck did commentary, basically play-by-play, for this video that's gone viral of this marble race.
So it's kind of a thing now. I don't know if this is the original video, but I'm serious, guys. I am 100%. I was talking to Brock about this off air. There's these marble race videos, and it started with one guy or a group of guys, and now they got this, like, whole full-blown, like, It's a YouTube channel, Marble Racing.
Yeah.
And it sounds so stupid.
It does.
You know, initially, you start it, and you're like, oh, my God, really? But there's something about it. Like, you get, like, 15 seconds into the video, and you pick a marble.
Yeah.
I think it just naturally happens. You pick a marble, and then you start watching, and you're like, oh, my God, here we go.
I have wasted so much time of my life watching marbles race, and I never thought I would say that sentence, ever.
You know what? What a perfect time, though, to do some marble racing.
Exactly. Maybe you'll make a marble track in your house and videotape it. It's great. Oh, all right, there you go.
That's by tomorrow morning, Brock.
Oh, you in your basement? I love it. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
7WIRX.
Yeah! Let's do it. 7:39, Brock Hunter.
Let's do it.
Come on, baby. Let's do it.
Here we go, Colombian.
Come on, do it, baby.
Mambo number five. Here we go.
I said a one.
That's so stupid.
Anyway, it's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Obviously, we are staying home, trying to stay safe, but you can get it delivered. You can also do pickup. Again, we want you to stay home and stay safe. But during these times, though, Joey C's has a lot of great options, so you can still get amazing Joey C's pizza, pasta, and subs to your house so you can eat it up delicious. Just because you're stuck inside doesn't mean you shouldn't eat like a king, man. Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you? Your topic for the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria. If you could put one thing, and it can be anything, in your house to make being stuck there more bearable, what would you pick? I have mine. I don't know, Hunter, if you have yours.
Yeah, I'll just throw it out there real quick. A massive marble race.
That's so stupid. That's the one thing you're picking out of all the stuff. All right, fair enough. I told you this yesterday when we were talking about this and just kind of getting prepared for it. And I would put a trout stream that I could fish in out of all the stuff.
It just go right through your house,
It's
huh?
just right through my house. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright had a house with the stream running through it, the famous architect. I figure if I could have, you know, like just a chunk of the Ausable through my house, it'd be great. I could just sit there and fish.
You could get up in the morning and make a cup of coffee, throw the pole in.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You know? That'd be fantastic.
That's a bad idea. I like that.
Yeah. That or a sex robot. I mean, one of the two.
It's completely, totally opposite ends of the spectrum there, but okay.
Tomato, tomato. So seriously, do you have something other than a marble track? You can put anything in your house to make it more bearable during this quarantine.
See, here's the thing. You know, accidentally, I did. I put things in my house that are totally fitting for what's going on right now. What can you do now? You can play video games. You can ride bikes. I just recently bought the whole wheel setup simulator for the basement with the video game. So I'm like, for some reason, I did that just recently, right before this. So that's perfect. And then I got an electric. Yeah, that electric bike sounds a little bit better now, doesn't it, Brock?
We called you a fool. If only
you
we
called me a fool.
We got some great answers on Facebook. We're going to get to those in a second. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. If you could put one thing, and it can be anything, in your house to make it be more bearable, while you're stuck there, what would you pick? Seriously, shoot for the sky, folks. It can be anything. The only thing I would pick, if I could make it, just make it more bearable, would be like a full-on arcade. We have video games, but I thought like a full-on arcade. I'm talking like
a straight-up Dave and Buster's in your face.
Like that. Like, that would be so dope, man. I think that'd be awesome. That'd be killer.
Which arcade game would you pick for the first one to go down there?
Cruising USA, bro.
Oh,
dude, having that, I would smash it. And then, maybe like a basketball shoot, because that's always fun. You got to have air hockey. You got to have the Ninja Turtles arcade game. You got to have Galaga. You got to have Donkey Kong. It'd be dope.
I feel like I'm 9 years old again.
I know, right? It's great. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll have your answers and things you'd put in your house when we come back. Stick around.
KRX, everything that rocks.
Quarantine. Good morning. 7:47. Sprockets, Hunter.
And what happens with Top Gun, the new Top Gun coming out? The theaters aren't open. We can't go see it.
Oh,
huh?
They better do like a digital release or I'm going to lose my mind.
Something. They're going to have to.
Because that's supposed to come out, what, May, right?
I think it was May, wasn't it?
I think so. Boy, if I don't get to see it, I'm going to be pissed.
Really looking forward to that.
Me too, man. Me too.
Looking forward to it first.
No, I was looking to it forward to it first. I don't even know. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. If you could put one thing, and it can be anything, in your house to make it more bearable while you're stuck there, what would you pick? Let's see. Kathy said, I got a new desk chair today. Is that it? I guess if you're working from home, though, that could be a big deal. A nice new desk chair.
You could pick anything.
Yeah.
She got that new desk chair.
Let's see. Josh Whitley said weight bench with weights.
All right, we get it. You work out. You know what? You need a leg press.
I was just going to say, how about a squat rack there, Josh? And see, we can make these jokes because he can't come beat us up because of the quarantine. Let's see. Alicia said an indoor pool. And her husband said a gym. An indoor pool wouldn't be bad. You know, it'd be nice to be able to go swimming around, at least hang out, you know.
Would be nice to wake up in the morning. Seriously, it'd be a good way to wake up, just fall in the pool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd end up falling in while I was drunk, though. That wouldn't be good. Let's see. Brittany said, a better internet provider. Oh, no. John... Go ahead.
You could do that. You know, one phone call away.
One phone call away. They said they're stuck with AT&T. I don't know. I have that. That's not bad, is it? Maybe it
depends on where you're at, maybe.
Yeah, if you're out in the sticks, out in the boonies. John said a fishing pond stocked with fish. See, I like that. That's a good idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
And right in your house. Could you imagine having a lake in your house? Would be great.
It'd be awesome. So if you have that, do you throw the fish back or do you eat them?
No, you can throw it back. You throw it back. I mean, you don't want to eat all the fish that are in there. Then you just got a pool of water. That's no good. Unless it's constantly stocked. It's a pond with one fish in it. You just got to catch that one fish all the time.
I would like a pond with like a bunch of weird deadly fish, though. You know, like
piranhas.
Piranhas. And my God, stay away from this pond.
Stinging
this
eels.
House is dangerous.
You would. Yeah, no one. You have a moat. Full of deadly animals. All right, let's take a quick break. 925 WIRX, comment on Facebook. You can put anything in your house to make your time there more bearable. What do you put in there? We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hi. Good morning. 7:56, Brock, Hunter.
In a world of quarantine,
two men, one morning show.
One man trapped in his basement for years.
Never seen the light of day.
You can see completely through him.
But his beard, though untouched for years, is still the same length.
It's still wispy and weak.
So stupid.
Coming this fall to theaters near you. Hey, you know what? Actually, speaking of theaters... your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. If you could put one thing in your house, anything, it can be anything. I think about like a huge, like a theater screen. That'd be pretty dope.
Bro, I'm right in front of one right now.
It's fantastic. But I'm talking big. You got a nice one, but I'm talking like, Celebration Cinema style. Like that big. That'd be awesome.
Because 140 inches isn't big enough for you.
No, it's not. Yours is embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. I want a full-size one.
Screen.
And I want the big, like, big comfy chairs playing video games on that big screen. Oh, it'd be so cool.
See, here's what it is, though. It's all relevant on where you sit compared to the screen.
Yeah.
So I'm right up into the screen. So technically, it is like celebration.
Don't try and church up your crappy screen, all right? Don't even. You can't even come close. No, it's the same. We got some great answers on Facebook. Andy said an indoor shooting range. That would actually be kind of cool. That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be nice.
Let's see. Dawn said a pizza dispenser. Nice way to think outside the box. If you could get fresh Joey C's pizza right there in that pizza dispenser, it'd be great.
What, isn't that called an oven?
No. You can want something that you just hit a button and then the pizza comes out. I think she's getting more technical. She's getting like the Back to the Future style pizza machine.
Okay, all right.
Chris said, Kiki, you son of a bitch. Melanie said a hot tub. There you go. I like that. Yeah. You got a hot tub outside.
I do. You know what, guys? I'm telling you, it's a Coleman inflatable hot tub. Yes, it sounds double wide as F.
It is.
It is not. It is not. Brock, you've seen it. It's legit.
It's one of the greatest.
Well, no, don't downplay my hot tub. You're jealous. Where's your hot tub, bro?
I saw the same thing on Trailer Park Weekly, the cover of Trailer Park Weekly.
You son of a bitch. No, don't listen to him, guys. I'm telling you, this Coleman inflatable, get the square one. It's legit. You'll love it. Your family will love it. You'll get it. You'll be like, you know what? It's nice.
Yes, you can get it. It comes with a free Redwood deck, all right? if you could put one thing in your house to make it more bearable during the quarantine, Brandon said a strip club. Loretta said Sam Elliott. Okay. All right. There you go. Anna said a library. You nerd. Come on, Anna. You can have anything else in there. And then Joshua said weed. I like it. There you go.
Weed. Somebody else posted a gif of some celebrity. Who is that?
That's Emily Ratajkowski or whatever.
Where's she from?
I don't know. She was in that Blurred Lines music video. She's done a lot of nudity. You can look her
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we got to go.
All right, we got to go. We got to take a break. We got research to do. Rock.